Welcome to the second hour's reading of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
COVID-19 news. By the numbers, COVID in the basin. Ector County, 36,961 total cases, 684 deaths. Midland County, 37,506 total cases, 487 deaths. Texas, 6,659,170 total cases, 86,261 deaths. U.S. cases, 81,045,724 total confirmed and 988,572 deaths. Find out more at covidinthebasin.com or the CDC site at tinyurl.com/TZTRJLF. Free drive-through COVID-19 tests. The City of Odessa Incident Command is partnering with Curative to offer the COVID-19 PCR tests drive-through from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday at the corner of 2nd Street and Grant Avenue. Insurance information will be requested. If no insurance, test will be free. To book an appointment, visit curative.com. Quick hits. Free AARP Tax Aid. AARP is offering free tax assistance to seniors by appointment through April 12th at the Northside Senior Center, 1225 Adams Avenue. Masks are required. To schedule an appointment, call 432-337-5281. Urgently needed. The Crisis Center of West Texas is in need of new women's, men's, and kids' underwear and women's and kids' socks, no men's socks. Donations may be dropped off from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday or from 8 a.m. to noon on Friday at the center, 910 South Grant Avenue, Number B. Monetary donations may be made at tinyurl.com/2p8cnbaj. For more information, call 432-333-2527. Les Diners de Gala by Salvador Dali Tasting. The Illinois Art Museum, 4909 East University Boulevard, will host a private tasting event inspired by recipes from Salvador Dali's cookbook, Les Diners de Gala, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. today. Several chefs and restaurants from the Permian Basin have been invited to create an amuse-bouche, which is a one-bite dish inspired by Dali's recipes. There will be 8 or more stations, each with an inspired recipe, along with a beverage pairing, and an exhibition, Les Diners de Gala, by Salvador Dali, which is on loan from the Castellani Art Museum of Niagara University collection. Limited number of tickets are available. The exhibit will be on display through March 27th. For tickets or more information, contact Emma Valdez at 432-550-9696. Extension 214, or email marketing@newellartmuseum.org, or visit newellartmuseum.org. Hunks the Show, Club 305, 620 North Grandview Avenue, has scheduled Hunks the Show from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. today. Doors open at 8 a.m. Must be 21 of age and older to attend. For tickets or information, visit tinyurl.com/2FW7SVTV. ECISD Live returns at 7 p.m. Thursday, and it will feature the broadcast of the State of the District event. The State of the District was the chance to highlight the work and the accomplishments of the past 2 years. ECISD Live airs on the Ector County ISD Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter accounts. And Friday is the final early release day of the school year. All schools except Ector College Prep Middle School will have a half day of school followed by a half day of professional learning for staff. OC delay opening. The Odessa College campus will delay opening until 9:30 a.m. Friday to allow OC employees to attend an all-team meeting. All student services will be open to serve students and the public from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Wrangler Express and an academic success coach will be available. Extended hours on Friday, March 11th, from 1 to 5 p.m., and on Saturday, March 12th, from 9 a.m. to noon. Shoot for the Future Clay Shoot. Midland West Rotary Club has scheduled Shoot for the Future Clay Shoot on Friday at Windwalker Farms in Stanton. Proceeds from the fundraiser will benefit scholarships for MC Applied Technology students. Students benefiting from the scholarships include those enrolled in hands-on programs, ranging from air conditioning, refrigeration and heating technology, automotive technology, collision repair, diesel technology, energy technology, and welding. For information, contact Tom Jones, Midland West Rotary Club, Vice President at tomwjones13@gmail.com. Phone 432-553-5456 or visit www.midland.edu/clayshoot. Council authorizes OPD to use grant to purchase cameras for neighborhood program. The Odessa City Council agreed Tuesday night to allow the Odessa Police Department to use more than $134,000 in Project Safe Neighborhoods grant money for the purchase of more cameras. Odessa Police Chief Michael Gerke said they'll purchase 12 additional cameras with the funding, bringing to 20 the total number of cameras in their network. The department currently has several cameras along 42nd Street and West University Boulevard, one at East Highway 80 and North John Ben Shepherd Parkway, and one at South Grant Avenue and Clements Avenue. The new cameras will be placed at 42nd and North Dixie Boulevard, 8th Street and Grandview Avenue, Crane and Clements Avenue, Yukon and Grandview, Yukon and Andrews Highway, University Boulevard and JBS Parkway, University and Dixie, West County Road and 8th Street, West County Road and 42nd Street, Texas and 4th Street, and Texas and 7th Street. If additional grant funding comes through, Gerke said another camera would go in at West County Road and Clements Avenue, and I-20 and West County Road, bringing to 22 the total number of cameras. Fire prevention for roadside starts. 9 out of 10 wildfires are human-caused, a press release detailed. Spring break is a common time for families to be on the road. All it takes is one spark to cause a wildfire. Be aware of hazards that can cause a roadside start. Motorists are responsible for many of the wildfires sparked along our roadways. Spring break brings warmer and drier weather, as well as families traveling for vacations. The public must practice vehicle safety to help prevent wildfires. Keep vehicles well maintained, including the vehicle's exhaust system, where failing catalytic converters may emit extremely hot metal fragments and ignite a roadside wildfire. Underinflated tires and/or tire failure pose a wildfire hazard. Wheel rims may produce sparks if contact is made with the pavement. This is especially common on trailers. Keep a pressure gauge in your vehicle and ensure all tires are properly inflated. Inspect tires regularly, especially during long trips, for signs of damage. Avoid driving and/or parking in tall, dry grass. The catalytic converter is located underneath your vehicle and may start wildfires if exposed to dry vegetation. Catalytic converters operate between 550 to 1600 degrees Fahrenheit and can reach 2000 degrees Fahrenheit if the engine is not running properly. Always ensure trailer safety chains are secured so they do not come in any way contact with the roadway. Dragging chains may create sparks, causing a wildfire. Drivers are encouraged to maintain trailer brakes and wheel bearings. This helps to avoid catastrophic failures resulting in brake fires and/or the emission of sparks and hot metal fragments that may cause wildfire ignitions along roadways. Trailer-mounted grills and grills transported in the bed of a truck should have all coals completely extinguished before traveling down the road. Never travel with a lit or smoldering grill, even for short distances. Properly dispose or extinguish coals. For more information, visit tfsweb.tamu.edu/prevent-wildfire. Odessa College Extension Centers to close for spring break. Odessa College and the Andrews, Monahans, and Pecos Extension Centers will be closed for spring break Monday through March 20th. During the spring break, two centers on the campus, the OC Campus Store and the OC Sports Center, will be open to the public and will observe the following hours. The Campus Store, Monday through Thursday, March 14th through 17th, 7:45 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Friday, March 18th, 7:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. OC Sports Center, Saturday, March 12th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, March 13th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, March 14th through the 17th, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Friday, March 18th, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday, March 19th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Sunday, March 20th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. The main campus and extension centers will reopen with regular business hours March 21st. Prior to closing for spring break, all student services will delay opening this Friday until 9:30 a.m. so OC employees can attend an OC all-team meeting. Student services will remain open until 1 p.m. to serve students and the public. The Wrangler Express and an academic success coach will be available for extended hours on March 11th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. and on Saturday, March 12th from 9 a.m. to noon. The Learning Resources Center also will be open on Saturday, March 12th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Opinion. Our review. Kudos to Chamber for meaningful event on Tuesday. The point. Odessa Chamber of Commerce knocks it out of the park with first in-person event honoring International Women's Day. Those who missed Tuesday's She Can event at the Odessa Marriott need to mark their calendars for next year's International Women's Day. The event, spearheaded by the Odessa Chamber of Commerce and CEO Renee Earls, was fantastic. Held at downtown Odessa's centerpiece, the Odessa Marriott, the event featured meaningful talk for not only women, which made up about 95% of the crowd of about 300, but also for men. It was full of fellowship and life lessons from speakers both local and national. The always inspiring Peggy Dean talked about her life in Odessa and as a woman making her way through the business world. She talked about her four G's. There were God, guts, gratitude, and generosity. Dean, along with the with Texas Tech University Health Sciences Center President Dr. Lori Rice Spearman, the first woman to hold the post, talked about how Odessa shaped them and how giving back and having a vision are key to happiness and success. NFL sports agent, author, and attorney Kelly Masters talked about her book, her struggles to make it in the male-dominated world of being a sports agent, and her faith in God. She was an inspiring speaker who told her story with emotion and humor. The day also featured pop-up shopping with local vendors and, of course, the always delicious food from the Marriott. There was praise and uplifting talk, but also a session on human trafficking moderated by Earls that featured Lisa Bounds, CEO and founder of Reflections Ministries, along with Karen Carlson, the education director at Reflections. The women seek to help those who have been trafficked and also to spread the message of what Odessans can do to help. They spoke about doing things from volunteering to writing a check to help fund getting victims out of abusive situations and into their own lives. All in all, a wonderful event highlighting the good work of women all around us. Special thanks to the Chamber and the staff who worked hard to make it all come together. You are appreciated. Obituary and death notices from the Odessa American for Thursday. Irma Salgado Porras was born December 3, 1942, to Jose and Lola Salgado. She was the oldest of 10 children. She is preceded in death by her husband of 50 years, Antonio Porras. Her parents, brothers Abelardo, Santiago, and Gilberto Salgado, and her sister Elodia Salgado Bravo. She is survived by her daughters Rachel Porras, Rebecca Porras, Deborah Porras Gonzalez, Deborah's husband Luis Gonzalez, Jennifer Porras Rash, and Jennifer's husband Brian Rash. Two beautiful granddaughters, sisters Linda Garcia and Mary Pena, brothers Francisco, Jose, and Guillermo Salgado. Visitation will be on Thursday, March 10th at Avalos Sanchez and Thomas Funeral Home from 1 p.m. until 9 p.m., with a rosary starting at 7 p.m. Funeral Mass will take place on Friday, March 11th at Our Lady of Guadalupe Parish and Shrine Catholic Church at 2 p.m. Online condolences can be received at www.asanchezTFH.com. Evelyn Joyce Evelyn Willis Landerth, 84, of Odessa, died Thursday, March 3rd in Odessa. Celebration of life is scheduled for 10 a.m. Friday, March 11th at Odessa Funeral Home. Visitation will be held Thursday, March 10th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Odessa Funeral Home. Burial will follow at American Heritage Cemetery. Pastor Charles Sims is officiating. Gary DeWayne Lewis Sr., 63, of Grand Prairie, died Monday, February 28th in Grand Prairie. Celebration of life is scheduled for 1 p.m. Friday, March 11th at Bethlehem Baptist Church. Burial will follow at Ector County Cemetery. Reverend Darren Willis is officiating. Arrangements are by Martinez Funeral Home and Crematory of Odessa.
This is Jane reading for the Midland Reporter Telegram on March 9th. Pro-parent. Reading to children impacts well-being. Reading aloud to children is an important practice that parents should be implementing in the home to help children develop language, become fluent readers, increase background knowledge, build empathy, shape their worldview, and strengthen the parent-child bond. Some parents may feel intimidated by the process of reading aloud to their child, unsure of how to start or what to focus on while reading aloud. Here are a few tips to get you started with your daily in-home reading practice with your child. Let your child choose a book of their interest. If you don't have access to books in your home, making library trips a weekly part of your family routine will model for your child the value of books and literacy. Start small with just one or two books per day. For young children, picture books or interactive books are ideal. Keep in mind that their attention span will typically only last a few minutes. Browsing the pictures and summarizing the events in the book are a fine way to start with very young children. The goal is to help children understand that books are generally meant for entertainment and to gather information. The process should be stress-free and enjoyable. Try pairing reading time with a snack or craft activity. Set a specific time of the day for reading, such as during mealtimes, after bath time, or in bed before they go to sleep. The consistency will help you and your child make reading a natural part of your daily routine. As children get older, try incorporating more conversation about what is happening in the book. What do they think about each character? What would they do if they were in a similar situation? Try to connect what you are reading to yours and your child's own experiences. Take as many pauses from reading as desired to let the child tell you about a connection they've made to the story. Opening the time up for discussion can help you see how your child views the world and provide feedback to them if their ideas or opinions do not align with your family values. Once your child is a fluent reader, you may want to take turns reading sentences, paragraphs, or pages in the book. This can help the child continue to build their fluency and be exposed to the ever-increasing vocabulary available in books. However, there is still benefit to the process of reading aloud to kids, even when they are fluent readers. Modeling the process of choosing high-quality books, discussing the events and the stories you read together, and finding ways to connect with characters are all valuable to a child's development and a process that kids do not age out of. Decades of developmental and educational research have confirmed that reading aloud to children has far-reaching benefits, not only for future academic success, but to social and emotional well-being as well. If a parent were to incorporate only one new practice into their daily routine, many experts agree that reading books in the home is at the top of the list for benefiting a child's overall well-being and impacting future success.
Double tinnitus is not an indication of brain damage. To your good health for Thursday. Dear Dr. Roach, years ago when I was in combat, there was a very close explosion. The blast hit my left side, and I almost immediately noticed hearing a very mild ringing noise in my left ear. Within a short period of time, it became louder and constant. Through research, I deduced that I had tinnitus. My question is this. Sometimes I hear two separate ringing tones, pitches, at the same time in that ear. Is that an indication of tinnitus in the left ear, plus possible brain damage? Can two separate tones in the same ear at the same time be caused by tinnitus? Dr. Roach writes, "Thank you for your service and your sacrifice. Tinnitus is a sensation of noise in one or both ears when no noise is present. The type of noise varies among those affected, but most frequently it is described as a ringing, hissing, or buzzing. Most cases of tinnitus are due to hearing loss caused by damage to the cells responsible for hearing in the cochlea, the organ of hearing in the inner ear. Exposure to loud noise is a common cause of another kind of hearing loss, sensorineural. This kind is due to damage to the cochlea. Tinnitus with two different frequencies, tones, or pitches has a name, double tinnitus, and it is uncommon. In a study from Poland, only 7 out of 614 people with tinnitus had two different frequencies in the same ear. 3 people had two different frequencies in both ears. Almost all of them, like you, had sudden onset of hearing loss. There does not need to be any brain damage to have double tinnitus, and there is no reason to suspect brain damage simply because of the presence of double tinnitus. Readers may write Dr. Roach at P.O. Box 536475, Orlando, Florida, 32853-6475.
Here is the Dear Abby column that appeared in the Midland Reporter-Telegram on Thursday, March 10th. Marriage reeling after family's horrific loss. Dear Abby, our house burned down a year ago and we lost everything. My husband Jeff tried desperately to get to our 2-year-old daughter, but she perished in the fire. I managed to get our 3-year-old son out while he was trying to save our daughter. Jeff ended up in a burn unit on a ventilator for 9 days because he burned his lungs. When he was released from the hospital, things got worse. We lived with my mom and stepdad for a bit until we found a place, but as soon as Jeff got home, he started hitting me and calling me a cheating slut. We have been together 20 years, and I have been faithful. If I go to the store or to run errands, he gets mad at me for being gone a little too long. If I try to explain what held me up, it's automatically because I'm cheating, but Jeff feels he can leave and be gone for hours, and it's okay for him. I love him, but I can't take it anymore. When our son acts out and starts being mean to me, Jeff tells him to respect me, but I think to myself, how can you tell him to respect me when you don't? Abby, please help me. Signed, So Lost in the East. Dear So Lost, the fire and tragic death of your daughter has done more damage to your husband than sear his lungs. It has also taken an emotional toll. It is important that you no longer allow him to take out his anger and frustration with himself on you. If you have any power at all in your relationship, insist he seek help from a licensed mental health professional. If he refuses, you cannot remain married to him because his physical and emotional abuse may continue to escalate, and seeing it will affect your son. Have an escape plan in place before you confront him. A safe way to formulate one would be to contact the National Domestic Violence Hotline. The toll-free number is 800-799-7233, and the website is thehotline.org. Do it now. Dear Abby, my high school friend returns to our hometown once or twice a year. Her last several visits were exhausting. She talked about herself for hours without asking one question about my life. She objectifies men and calls people weak for expressing their emotions. Our friendship has been a long one. I went to her wedding and did the flowers for her dad's funeral. But the more I understand myself, the more I see how toxic she is for me. I have reached the hard realization that I no longer want to be around her. I don't like who she is or how she makes me feel. I would like us to simply drift apart, but she can be a bully. When I have tried to be unavailable, she has bullied me into seeing her anyway. My partner says I need to break up with her, but I don't want to hurt her or have a confrontation. How can I gracefully exit this relationship? Signed, Stressed in the West. Dear Stressed, there may not be a graceful way to exit from a relationship with a bully. Ask yourself which would be worse, telling her exactly what you have written to me, or allowing yourself to be steamrolled into another exhausting and frustrating encounter with her. Once you have the answer to that question, you will know exactly what to do, which may start with blocking her number.
Thank you for joining us for the readings of the Midland Reporter-Telegram and the Odessa American. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.